Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today, I want to talk about wedding websites, why I think you should have one, and what needs to go on it. I highly recommend that all couples put together a wedding website. It's super easy to do these days, and it's a great way to pass along details to your guests. It's also a perfect way for your family and friends to get to know the two of you as a couple. Let's talk about the basics of a wedding website and what you want to make sure is included on it. First, though, unless you or your fiancé are familiar with creating websites and coding, I would recommend that you use a template-based site. My favorites are Zola, The Knot, and WeddingWire, but I know there are many other options out there. Feel free to check them out. Most of them are free, and they even have integrations that you can use to connect with things like your registry or your RSVP tracking. So make sure as you are looking for different options that you're looking at the different features that are important to you. Many also have a lot of great themes that you can select from. So you can also make sure that it coordinates with the theme of your wedding and maybe even matches your invitations. I'll make sure to link my favorites in the show notes here. Check them out and let me know which one you decide to use. Before we get into what you include on your website, I would really recommend that you use a password feature. Most website platforms will have an option for you to protect the site, whether it is with a password or a code. And the reason I recommend you enable this feature is your website can contain some private information, like your venue, the date, and some of your registries might even have mailing addresses and other details. So I think it is really important to have an access code. Now, that said, you want to make sure that the passcode is something that is easy for your guests to remember. If you can use letters, I would recommend a combination of your last names and maybe just your wedding date if you're using numbers alone. Make it easy for guests to remember, but something that will keep it from being too easily accessible. Now on to the content of the website. The first page should be a really lovely description of your love story and share some photos of the two of you as a couple. Keep it short and sweet, but it's always nice for your guests to have a little bit of a background. You can write a couple sentences on where you met or what your first date was, maybe tell them about the proposal, and definitely share some pictures of the two of you throughout your relationship. You can also include photos and brief descriptions of your wedding party, like where you met or how long you've known each other. But again, this shouldn't be too long, just something so your guests can see who's in your wedding party and know a little bit about the two of you. One of the biggest features for your wedding website is going to be including the timeline and details for the day. Make sure that you have all information like shuttles or ceremony times, anything that would be helpful for the guests to know on that timeline. Also include addresses for the church or the reception site. It's not uncommon for guests to leave their invitations at home, especially if they're traveling. So if you include that information on there, you will probably save yourselves from some last-minute texts or calls on the wedding day. Be careful of what events you do have listed, though. For example, if you are going to have a rehearsal dinner or a brunch the next day, but not all of your guests will be invited, I wouldn't recommend that you put that on your wedding website. Your rehearsal dinner might just be for those in your wedding party and immediate family, but if a guest sees it listed on the site, they might misinterpret that as an invitation to that event as well. If you have a lot of guests that are coming from out of town and might not be familiar with the area, you can list some recommended activities for them to do during their downtime. If you can, try and make this personal. Include some restaurants that are your favorite date night spots, maybe an activity that you've done in the past. It adds a nice story to your website and gives your guests something to do in their downtime. Your wedding website is also a great place to list your registry information. Including your registry information on your invitations is generally considered an etiquette no-no, but you can definitely include it on your wedding website. Again, many of the template sites make this super easy, so definitely check that part out. One final feature that you'll want to consider with a wedding website is whether or not you want to do online RSVPs. Now, this is definitely a heated battle in some families, and so you may or may not want to actually consider this, but if you do want to think about it, make sure that you pick a platform that can actually host RSVPs behind a password. You don't want anyone with the link to be able to have access to RSVPing. That is going to get very confusing. The other key piece is making sure that online RSVPs can be connected with the actual invitation. This means that your guests will be given the passcode or access code, and that will be connected with a specific amount of people that are invited. It might sound complicated, but it is a feature that's included in a lot of template sites. So if you are going to be doing RSVPs online, make sure that this is an option for you guys. Now I want to hear from you. Are you working on a wedding website? Find me over in the Facebook group, Wedding Planning Collective, and let me know. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would absolutely love it if you could give me a quick review. It would mean the world to me and allow other couples to find the wedding planning help they need. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.